The news in touch with your world. I'm Leanne Kunz. Good morning. Six family members killed in house fire in Northwest and Maimane deported from Zambia for unknown reasons. Six family members have died after their home caught fire in Pohung section Khanyesa on Wednesday night. Northwest Police spokesperson Pelinomi Macau says a 73-year-old man, his 35-year-old daughter and four children between the ages of 3 and 9 were sleeping in their one-roomed house when a bed in which the daughter and children were sleeping caught fire. She says the woman and children burned to death. The father allegedly died of smoke inhalation.
Investigation to determine what could have caused the incident is continuing. At this stage, we do not suspect any foul play. The community is once more urged to make sure that all electric appliances, including heaters, are switched off at the time they go to bed.
DA leader Musi Maimane was deported to South Africa from Zambia without any reasons given. His spokesperson Graham Charters said when Maimane arrived at the Lusaka airport last night, police were already waiting for him on the runway. He says they stormed the plane and physically tried to remove Maimane. They also confiscated his phone. Charters said there was a stalemate between Maimane and authorities for about a half an hour while he demanded to know why he was not allowed into the country. He was then ordered to take the next flight back to South Africa. Charters said the authorities does not give any reasons for his ill treatment. President Jacob Zuma has set up an interministerial committee to gather facts about Brian Molefe's return to Eskom. Cabinet said in a statement it was concerned about the recent developments at the power utility. The committee will include Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown and the Ministers of Energy, Finance and Justice. 2 weeks ago, Molefe resigned as ANC MP and returned to the power utility as CEO. He'd resigned in November last year after he was named in the Public Protector's State of Capture report. Earlier yesterday, Brown announced an inquiry into alleged corruption at Eskom. The DA, EFF and Solidarity have meanwhile approached the courts to ask that Molefe's reinstatement be reviewed and set aside. And an exhibit of the largest collection of fossils of close human relatives ever to go on public display opened at the Cradle of Humankind yesterday, not far from the caves where they were unearthed. Launched on Africa Day, the exhibit coincides with the publication of a controversial paper that questions the widely held view that humanity's evolutionary roots lay in Africa. The displays contain more than 1,000 original fragments of Homo naledi, named in 2015 after a cache of its fossils were discovered in caves near the Sterkfontein and Swartkrans dig sites. Initially believed to be about 2.5 million years old, subsequent dating showed Homo naledi was roaming the African bush between 236 and 335,000 years ago, around the time that modern humans were emerging. Top story at 7. Six family members have died after their home caught fire in Khanyesa near Potchefstroom on Wednesday night. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.